with WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. Republicans in Rock Island County are knocking on doors and making calls to encourage people to vote on Tuesday. Volunteers are also reminding people they can vote early in person or by mail. Drew Milkey, Central Committee Chair, says Republican candidates are running in all but three local races. Currently, eight members of the GOP sit on the Rock Island County Board, and he hopes voters elect at least two more.
I would love to see this county take a different direction. And I think one way to do that is have a whole different set of goals for the county, not running into debt, not just keep, you know, borrowing ahead and tax anticipation warrants, looking at things from a different perspective, which I believe is the voter's perspective of what's right for this county.
Milkey also serves on the Rock Island County Board and says Democrats have held the majority for too long. And for years, no one held board members accountable for overspending and failing to solve problems, he said.
The best thing you can have is, getting back to the two-party system, is people looking at things from a different viewpoint and saying, hey, well, yeah, but what about, why aren't you doing this? Or, you know, why isn't this occurring? You know, you don't have, that's the problem.
For example, Milkey says the board has not asked voters for permission to demolish the courthouse. WVIK News plans to talk with the chair of the Rock Island County Democrats, Doug House, before Tuesday's election. Former Vice President Joe Biden made a campaign stop in Cedar Rapids last night, where he campaigned for Democrats in a state that President Trump won in 2016. Biden stumped for Fred Hubble, the Democratic candidate for governor, who hopes to unseat Republican Governor Kim Reynolds. Biden also praised Abby Finkenauer. She is a Democratic member of the Iowa legislature, where she represents part of the Dubuque area. Finkenauer is now running for the U.S. House. She hopes to unseat Republican Rod Blum in Iowa's 1st Congressional District. That district covers northeast Iowa, including Dubuque, Cedar Rapids, and Waterloo. Some agriculture experts in Illinois are predicting a record year for canned pumpkin production across the state. Daisy Contreras has more.
Illinois farmers grow a lot of corn and soybeans, but the state leads the nation when it comes to growing pumpkins. Despite the heat and unexpected wet months during growing season, above-average yields are expected. Mohamed Babadous, a plant pathologist with the University of Illinois, says the amount of pumpkins grown for both eating and decoration doesn't seem to be slowing down.
Every year, we grow more than 20,000 acres of pumpkin. Some years, we reach 26,000 acres. This is almost three times as large as any other state in the nation.
Babadou says there was some worry during mid-season when the state experienced unusual heavy rains, followed by extremely dry days. Wet conditions could affect pumpkin pollination and lead to disease. But overall, that wasn't a big problem. I'm Daisy Contreras.
With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.